Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening. We're located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I am in Redmond, Washington, so you're getting the middle of the country and the West Coast tonight. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Live or by going to the archives, which is really the on-demand section, and is available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in at 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. Press the 1 button on your phone, and that will let Annie, the moderator, know you have a question, and she will get you in as soon as possible. Well, tonight we have a wonderful guest on the show. We have a gifted psychic medium and angel communicator, Shauna Friedenberger. You're going to love everything she shares tonight. But before I tell you more about her, I want to talk about the network that you get to listen to, not just my show, but all week long. Wonderful shows that the RBR Network has throughout the week, and they have some great people on the shows, and of course they're here to give a service and to, you know, help uplift and bring more light to the planet. Okay, on Mondays at 6:30 p.m. that's Central Standard Time, you got me, the Cosmic Contact Show with Pam. Then the Yano Center of Light comes on after me at 8 p.m. All this is Central Standard Time, with that's with Keith Blanchard. He's from Memphis, Tennessee, and he always has great guests on his show. Tuesday, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's hosted by Anna Mika. She is from Holland, and she is has a lot of listeners come based from here in Europe, too, in the United States. So she has a lot of great people on her show. So check her out. The Night Search show is hosted at 9:30 Central Standard Time. That is with Eddie Middleton from Memphis, Tennessee, and Eddie is the state director of MUFON, which is the organization that investigates UFO sightings. On Wednesday, the No Show is at 7 p.m., and that is hosted by Reverend Robert McMillan, and he's out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and he specializes in the New Thought movement. The Law of the Material Wealth Development Show comes on at 8:30 p.m. on Thursday, and that is hosted by James Renford Powell. He is the owner of the network, and the program was created to provide the community on the 54 weeks of support material sent each week to those who purchase the Law of the Material Wealth Personal Development Program. So check it out. He always has some interesting people on his show. Thursday, the Progressive News Weekly is at 5:30, and that's hosted by Daryl Clark in New York. And the Searchers Roadmap show is Friday at 1 p.m., and that's hosted by Rhonda Harrison. She's from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. She is works with shamans from around the world, so she has good people on her show, too. They're all good people. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and that is on Friday with Deborah Bevay from Boston. Saturday, Soul Town, The Sound of Music, broadcast at 3 p.m., and that's hosted from Memphis, Tennessee by Reginald Jenkins. Sunday, The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and that is again with Deborah Bevay. So you've got a whole week of wonderful shows and great things to listen to. I want to thank everyone for getting online tonight, and I want to tell everyone, too, how blessed I feel that you are really supporting my show, and it just is growing and growing, and more wonderful people are calling in, and I'm just getting some fabulous guests on the show, so please keep calling in, and know that we're doing our best to bring you some quality people and having a lot of fun. Tonight we have a wonderful guest and one of my favorite, and she's been on the show several times, and she has the ability, Shauna does, she is a gifted psychic medium and angel communicator, and in this evening, though, about her many classes and her workshops that she offers, and on ways that we can develop our psychic abilities. She is excellent with what she does, and who doesn't want to become more intuitive, you know, to really get to tune in and know that we're getting the real messages, you know, that we are able to hear our higher guidance. And that's what these classes are about, is learning how to do that. Well, I'm going to bring Shauna in. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great, and I'm so glad to have you on the show tonight. I know that you've got to want to share with us, and is there anything, any up-and-coming classes or anything that you're going to be doing soon or the first of the year that you would like to talk about tonight?
Well, yes, actually. I haven't set a firm date yet, but the universe has definitely been pushing me towards doing several workshops. I usually do a class series, so once a week over a 6-week course is usually the type of format I like to use in my teaching practices. However, there are two specific workshops that I am determined to do for my beautiful students. The first one, actually, is how to connecting with the divine feminine, divine feminine aspect of the creator in historical context and current, current modalities in which people connect with their higher power and higher source, otherwise known as the goddess energy. There are many words for the goddess, many incarnations as well, everyone from Isis to Athena, to the Holy Mother Mary. There are many aspects of, and so I think it would be just a really wonderful opportunity for women to not only come together and really have this strong feminine camaraderie. And, of course, I think I haven't decided if I wanted to make it to be an all-woman course yet or maybe have a few gentlemen involved in the course as well who feel connected to the goddess because, you know, we have aspects of both within us. So that is a workshop I'm currently working on, and during that time, the students will definitely, we will all be going through not only the historical context of the divine feminine, but specific ways in which we connect with that goddess energy and how to connect on a deeper level to that beautiful, strong aspect of ourselves. So that's something that will definitely be coming up in the new year. The second course that I would like to teach, and it might just be, you know, a 2 or 3 day workshop, but I've had a lot of requests to teach oracle card reading, so how to read oracle cards, and as well as how to use the pendulum. I use those various tools occasionally in my work, and it's actually, I never really thought that, you know, other people might need a teacher. And so I've had about, you know, 8 students already come up and be like, Shauna, can you please teach a course on, you know, pendulum work and oracle cards? So I'm thinking of doing a workshop that kind of encompasses, you know, several different forms. So that would include, obviously, pendulum work, oracle cards, possibly even how to read auras. That's another thing I've been wanting to talk about, maybe a touch of medical intuitive work, how to connect with that empathic side of ourselves, as well as palmistry. So that's just going to be a beautiful hodgepodge workshop, kind of throwing several different things together. And that way, you know, what's great about classes like that is that those who are taking them have the ability to try and a few different tools, try a few, you know, different pair of pants on and see how those pants fit. Something will work for you and something maybe not so much. But what's beautiful is just to explore and discover. And speaking of which, this coming year, 2015, is definitely, from my experience, and this is kind of what I've been receiving on the psychic level, if you will, it's definitely a year of new discoveries. There's a pattern with that that's coming up for a lot of people, and so I just wanted to share that today. New discoveries, so be prepared this year. There's been a lot of intense energy building up to the end of 2014, so we're going to definitely be going through, once again, another increase in vibration, and with that, at times, does come that kind of polar dissonance where things just kind of aren't working out, or some major changes just suddenly occur out of nowhere, as if it feels like the universe may have, you know, given you, you know, a big wake-up call. Everything happens for a reason. And in 2015, I think it's going to be a good year, a beautiful year. And I think, from what I'm experiencing anyway, I would encourage everyone out there to explore what calls to you. You might have already been getting those, you know, little hints of intuition that, oh, maybe I should look into this subject or look into that. And so trust yourself, you know. It's not just quote-unquote psychics or, you know, highly intuitive empaths that feel. Everybody has these abilities. They're inside you right now. You have a divine spark from the Creator within you. Therefore, you yourself are a creator. So create the world you really want. And if you want to really have that beautiful access to your own intuition, to your own beautiful abilities, do it. It's in you. All you need to do is trust yourself and take that step. And as long as your intention is of the highest good and your focus is clear and, you know, love-based, you can really, there's nothing stopping you. So that is definitely what I would like to encourage everyone, all the listeners here tonight. Trust yourself. And if things are rough right now, if you're going through a rough time, and to be straight, it feels like, you know, life's kind of sucking. it's okay. Breathe. And call upon your guides. Call upon your angels. And take a moment to be still and listen to your heart. Listen to your inner compass. Surround yourself with pink light, which is love. I would also surround myself with emerald green light for healing. And sit with that and allow those beautiful colors to just melt into your body, into your energetic form, so you can heal yourself. You don't always need other people to do it for you. We all have that ability. So I say to everyone now, you know, if you're looking for healing, you know, you can trust yourself. We all need a little help sometimes, yes, but connect back to that healer within you. So that's just a start. So I hope that's helpful.
Well, I had forgot about you. I apologize. I was trying to plug my phone in because I could see I was losing. I was afraid I would run out of. Anyway, I'm back.
Wonderful.
I would like to. I have some questions, though, that I wanted to ask you. That, you know, when you were talking before about, you know, developing these your psychic abilities and everything. Of course, you know, I'm just going to check everything out. But I do know, didn't you start out doing, like, palmistry, palm readings for people when you were young? I mean, because, see, I would love to do that, but I know that is a lot to learn. I mean, do you really learn it, or you just intuitively understand it?
For myself, it was a little bit of both. I did learn how to read the basic lines of palmistry when I was 18 years old. It just kind of fell into my life. And what's actually quite ironic is later on, when I was 9, so I learned how to read palms when I was 8 from a daycare provider named Jeannie. That's how it all began. And then the next year, my mother and I ended up living in my great-grandmother's house, and we stumbled across a really old palmistry book. So my great-grandmother, who was also an artist as well, she was into palmistry. So that was something that was kind of neat for me, and just kind of having that kind of historical connection in my roots to to palmistry. So that's how I learned. Now, I didn't go and study, you know, 10 years because from my experience, a truly wonderful palmist or with any type of modality, it's not just reading the basic facts or the lines, because the lines are a guide for you. But the next step is also to listen to your own intuitive self. So when you're reading for another person, for example, with myself, I start off by putting my hand on top of my clients. What that does is that allows me to connect with their energy. So I'm not only reading the palm, but I'm also, because I also very much connect with their angels and guides. That's who kind of tells me where to go next. It's not me. It's all them, really. I will then be guided by where that energy flow is going. One way, if you're interested in just kind of learning to read the palm, there's tons of books out there. With picking books, I am a firm believer because there are some great books and there are also some confusing books. So explore the palmistry section of your local metaphysical bookstore and then pick a book that calls to you, that feels right, because there are several different forms of palmistry. The next step is when you're practicing, it's kind of hard to read your own hand. It's best if you just kind of get a basic idea of the lines and then put your hand on top of someone else's hand, whoever you're working with, okay? This is what I would suggest for you, Pam. And then just sit and ask your guides and ask their guides to guide you on what is meant to be said now. What does this person need to know now? By starting the session in that regard, if they don't have a specific question, and sometimes the specific question is exactly what, you know, comes out of your mouth because you're asking that particular question. Whatever that you pick up, be it subtle or the most subtlest little hint or a big, you know, giant kaboom of energy, that will be your answer. Because the minute you establish that connection through the hand while looking at the lines, you know, or you can close your eyes, whatever form there works best for you. There's no one right way. You will allow yourself to just be a messenger. Be that messenger for that person. So, you know, I know you're so amazingly intuitive yourself and you're an amazing healer, Pam. So this, I think, would be right up your alley. So next time, you know, if you want to try, just hold someone's hand, you know, and make sure your dominant hand is on top of their hand. So palm to palm. I also put my non-dominant hand underneath their hand for support. And that's kind of how I always start off, to really get that firm connection if I'm reading their palm. And then as you keep going, you may start to notice colors. Some people will see images. Some people will hear inner guidance or just kind of know what to say, or they'll get a topic. When you are opening up your intuitive abilities, it's so important just to listen to every single subtlety. That's how it's all communicated. And just trust yourself. The minute you start questioning is when you're going to start to get a little fuzzy, because you're questioning. And so when that happens, you're getting in your own way. Your ego starts to come in to play. Oh, am I doing it right? Am I going to be wrong? All of that. And then that's when things just get confusing. So, you know, the other day, I have to tell you, I was working with a new client, I was doing actually mediumship that night, as I was reading for her, the first thing that popped up was her entire, behind her, it was behind her, a ton of just pure red roses appeared, like a giant bouquet of just, you know, encompassing the entire backside, like, of the wall. And I was like, wow, I have to tell you, client, I'm seeing a ton of red roses just surrounding you. And, you know, of course, red roses connect to Mary, they connect to many other things, but that was significant to her because, and I do have permission to share this, that house had very much had to do with her grandmother, as well as I believe it was her cousin that passed. And there was a very personal and very specific connection to that many roses. And so, you know, to the outside eye, when you see roses, you know, oh, that could mean love, it could mean, you know, passion or whatever, but trust your own guidance with that. State what you're seeing, okay? You got to say whatever it is, even if it makes no sense to you, because you're seeing it for a reason. It's not meant to make sense to you, right, the reader. It's actually meant to make sense to the client. You know, roses mean one thing to me than they do to her, but that was such a specific thing, and that really was hugely validating in so many ways. And just in that moment, obviously a few other things were said during the session, but in the end, major healing occurred. Major healing occurred. She was able to find connection, solace, and she was also able to open up her own clairsentience, which is feeling with your physical form. And she was able, because I love doing this when I'm in person, when I have a client in person, is then I can then direct your hand to your past loved one's energetic form, so you can actually feel their presence physically, because that's what we often miss, is that physical connection, right?
Yeah.
So when you have that opportunity, it's very healing. And she was able to, not even knowing she had this ability, able to steal her grandmother's hand holding hers and have that distinct difference between the air, you know, around the room and then that specific area where she knew and could feel, and I could also see, her grandmother. So that was amazingly beautiful. So, yeah, it's in you. That was a very long answer, but I hope, did that make sense, Pam?
Yes, and that was wonderful, and I will take note of everything you shared. I hope other people are listening in, and it would help them too if they have an interest in learning some of these intuitive processes. Gosh, now I want to ask you 100 questions. But I do also, another thing is, talk to us about the clair. What I call them is the clairfishes, clairaudient, clairsentient. What does all the clair things mean? Can you just, so that people would know, well, yeah, I've got that ability, so that's, you know, what I'm feeling. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely, absolutely. So claircognizance, that's one of them. So claircognizance, by definition, it means divine knowing. That's why sometimes you know things. You have no idea how you know them. You just know them. in addition to that, people who are often very claircognizant have a lot of just high intellectual abilities. They at times can also be very analytical in certain aspects. Not always, but that's something that can occur. They also definitely hold a lot of energy in their mind because that's already an open area for them. So, you know, an example of claircognizance might be you are getting home, you're about to leave work, and for some reason you just know you should not take, you know, the freeway. You're like, I usually take the freeway home, but for some reason I'm here. I should not take the freeway. I should take this other way. I'm seeing, you know, whatever the alternative route would be, and then you trust it or you don't. Either way, you're going to find out why you just kind of knew you shouldn't. And then, you know, we've all had those moments where we're like, oh no, I knew I should have taken that other way, you know, but we didn't listen. Another quick, easy example of claircognizance would be, you know, if you're a mother and all of a sudden you're like, I need to call my child right now. You just know. There's no explanation. There's, you know, no reasoning behind it. Normally your child would be at home watching TV and eating a snack after school, but you know to call. That is another example of that claircognizance. And then you call and, you know, God, maybe something's wrong or maybe something's wonderful, but you get my drift. The next one would be, first off, does that make sense to you, Pam?
Yes, absolutely, it does.
Awesome, awesome. The next one would be clairaudience, which is hearing, right? So hearing with your either inner or your external ear. People with clairaudience often will hear sometimes disembodied voices, not in a scary way, but just like, you know, sometimes you'll hear your name being called from afar. That's sometimes what can occur with when people have heightened clairaudience. They'll just kind of hear advice. For example, you know, I knew someone who, when her first experience was, she was walking home from school, and she heard in her ear, "You have a package waiting for you at the front door." Now, out of nowhere, she's supposed to have a package. Okay, she's, you know, didn't really think anything of it, but she would normally go through the garage. But when she went to go through the garage, the garage door opener wasn't working, which caused her to go and have to go through the front door. And lo and behold, that package that she heard mysteriously in her ear was sitting in the front door, waiting to be picked up. So that's a quick example. Sometimes, too, just because you don't hear something physically on the outside doesn't mean you're not clairaudient. Another form is that internal ear. So it's very easy to not see it as that divine intuition, but when you start to tune in, you'll kind of hear it as an inner voice. But that whatever you're hearing internally isn't necessarily your own thoughts. There's a different vibration to it. It feels pure. It feels usually uplifting and kind of giving that loving guidance. Even if it's something like, don't go down that street, it's said in a way that's maybe firm, but very uplifting. You feel there's a distinct difference in vibration. Clairsentience is feeling with your physical form. People who are clairsentient, empaths, can also very much definitely be thrown into that category as well, where you feel with your physical form. So people who are clairsentient often feel a lot of energy from crystals and stones. Also, they can feel other people's energy. Sometimes going into big groups of people can be crazy, you know, majorly overwhelming. Definitely have to learn how to ground and, you know, put that protection on. They also are, again, with empaths, for example, they can feel very deeply. The difference between just having clairsentient abilities and empathic abilities is empaths just kind of have it turned up even more. It's kind of, I don't want to say to the extreme, because there's certainly nothing wrong with being empathic. I'm an empath. It actually helps with my medical intuitive work. But you also have to really know how to ground and kind of harness your unique abilities. And so if your clairsentience is to an extreme, I would, you know, you feel sometimes that you literally, you know, can't be around a lot of people sometimes, maybe looking at ways of protection and just kind of bringing in your aura so you're not picking up on everyone else's stuff. That can be majorly, definitely a big help. And then I think we got them all. So cognizance. Oh, and clairvoyance, of course, lastly, clairvoyance. So that's seeing. So physically or internally. So sometimes some psychics who say they are clairvoyant, they mean seeing physically, where they'll see physical ghosts or they'll see colors, they'll see auras. And then there's also clairvoyance that see internally and or both. So internally is where you'll get images in your mind's eye. So using your third eye, seeing an image, you know, of a situation that's occurred or, you know, or is occurring or may occur. A lot of clairvoyants will see future, basically, you know, do future-based work. Granted, future work is always based, and I do that as well sometimes in my work, but we see, any clairvoyant sees how things are lining up at this moment. So because we have free will, right, and free choice, any choice we make can change what we're seeing. But if you continue on that current path, this is something that's possible, whatever your reader is seeing. So, for example, if you suddenly decide to say, peace out, I'm moving to Belize last minute, that will change the entire thing, especially if you know, whatever you're trying to focus on. Clairvoyance often, you may have clairvoyant abilities if you sometimes see things out of the corners of your eyes. So if you're walking down the street and it looks like something just flew past you and it was like a light or like a, you just knew something just went whoosh right past you. You may have seen a spirit, it may have been an elemental or something of that, you know, dimension. But that's one way that you clairvoyant abilities tend to start to show themselves. Also, seeing auras, seeing color, or just energy off of people and or objects. It's all there. It's all real. And you can access any of these parts of yourself, you know. I love, one of my favorite things, too, is to teach people who are totally skeptic about psychic abilities. You put them next to you, and you can show them how to see an aura. Or the first step to how to see auras. And, you know, I can just kind of tell the readers really quickly if you want to experiment with this, have a friend stand in front of a white wall or a really light-colored wall. White is ideal, I think, when you're first starting out. And have decent lighting, nothing, you know, just normal lighting. Of course, sunlight's always ideal. Or just, you know, good lighting in the room. And then from there, just kind of take your eyes stand maybe 5 to 6 feet away from them and stand directly in front of them and look just maybe 2 to 3 inches above their head. So you obviously be doing this practice with a friend. Look 2 to 3 inches above their head and just sit there for a minute. And as you're looking, and focus on that area between your eyebrows, and imagine that they're, you know, envision your third eye growing. So see it open up as if it's, you know, kind of combined with your eyes. This is something that I like to do, to see it really open and enlarge. And you don't squint your eyes when you do this. You just kind of imagine looking through that space between your, you know, where your third eye is, while looking 2 to 3 inches above their head, all right? And with your eyes, maybe look, kind of slowly look around the top, the crown of their head. So maybe go from their ear above their, you know, hair into the other ear, nice and slow, not really focusing on one particular area. Just kind of allow your eyes to go wherever they go. And you'll start to see, as you do this and you just trust yourself and don't judge yourself, you may not see color right away, but what you will see, 9 times out of 10, I would say, you will see energy. It will be clear. And sometimes you'll think it's just your, you know, your eyes are playing tricks on you, but it's not. It'll look, sometimes some people will see it as fuzzy, just like a see-through energetic layer of just maybe fuzzy energy, moving energy. Sometimes people will see color, just like a quick splash of color, like a little orb even, or they'll see a spark. Sometimes that can, you might also be seeing the beginning of their guides and or angels. And just keep looking. And then, you know, then from there you can kind of open your eyes more and maybe look around their shoulders, maybe look a little bit higher above their head. Just kind of look around. And then as you start to get used to using your eyes in that way, you'll see how, number one, how amazingly beautiful every single person's aura is and can be. Everyone's aura is different, especially if someone's really clean and, like, maybe so I've seen this a lot with intuitive people or intuitive healers. They really keep their energy as clean as they can, so their auras are huge and just, you know, bright and beautiful. And even people who are dealing with a lot, your aura is still amazingly gorgeous. You have a lot of support with you, but you'll notice how it might feel a little heavy. They're carrying a lot. So you'll start to notice those slight details and differences between each individual's aura. And that's like just, and I'm throwing everything at you at once, really, but, I mean, you can really, with practice, really get to see all the beautiful differences in people's energies. But to start by looking at someone on a white wall. And you can also do this with flowers. You can do this with animals, especially if animals can maybe are sleeping. Maybe when they're still, it's a little easier. I maybe walking on a trail, walking down, you know, if you're in nature, looking at the auras of leaves and, you know, trees. It's really beautiful. So just trust yourself. Look at the energy. It's not a color at first necessarily, just what's coming, what's radiating off the actual entity. Make sense?
Okay. That is great. And, you know, when you were, as you're talking about looking at the energy, I can remember, Shauna, it wasn't but a few years ago, if I would say something, you know, well, I really like your energy, and they'd look at me, well, what do you mean my energy? You know, you can't see the energy, but you're just telling us that we can see the energy. And I have seen that before over someone, the aura, yes. And it's always amazing. But again, I do believe it's all about practicing. The more we practice these things, the better it gets, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And just and ask your guides and angels for support. Whatever higher power you connect with, so it is. You know, so, you know, whenever you do any of this work, just ask, you know, for your angels, guides, whatever vernacular floats your boat to protect you and be with you and help you see clearly and work from the highest good and the highest light, and you'll be fine. And you know, it really is an amazing experience, and also can feel very healing for yourself. I've noticed the more with healers, the more they heal others, so too do they heal themselves. It's something that's really really beautiful about being able to do this work. It reminds me of things that I can continue to work on as well in my own life. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just love what you're sharing with us tonight, because for to me it's really interesting. You know, I know I'm very clairaudient. In fact, I do hear little messages come through. In fact, last night, this example for anybody that knows what I'm talking about, I'm getting ready to go outside and get in the carpet, had a bunch of stuff in my hands, and I didn't zip my purse up. And immediately, this little voice said, "You better zip your purse up. Stuff's going to spill out." And I thought, "No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have time, you know." And I stopped and zipped. So I just went right out there, opened up the door, and just as I'm putting my stuff in, my purse falls down, you know, and all this stuff falls out of it. But see, now those are the kind of messages that come through. And invariably, I don't listen to it.
That is a prime example. And I think every listener out there has had some type of experience in that regard, because we are so good at not listening to our own, to that beautiful little voice in our heads, you know, or that little divine, you know, shot of intuition with, you know, you heard, they're warning you right then. Check your purse.
Right.
You think you're about to fall out. And did you know? And so, like, it all falls out. You know, it's kind of funny sometimes. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves. It's rather humorous, but, you know, it taught you something too. You're like, oh, I should have listened to that. So maybe next time, you know, you might be able to remember that, you know. And sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. And there's no, you know, right or wrong or good, you know, or bad or anything. It just, you know, find the humor of the situation. I'm telling you, the angels do. Angels have some amazing, the most amazing sense of humor. Archangel Michael makes me laugh all the time. Just like the little jokes that come through. I couldn't think of these things, these amazing responses. You know, it's you know, these beautiful beings of light, they're made of pure love, right? So they all they see is the love, is the good in us and the love in us. And so, and hence why they're, I think, they're amazingly encouraging all the time. But, with love comes joy and comes that laughter. So, you know, humor and, you know, finding that the lightheartedness helps you to continue to grow and radiate in that love, you know, loving energy. I think that's a great example, Pam, and thank you for sharing that, because that's, I'm so guilty of doing that too. Even with being a professional psychic medium, I have my moments, as we all do, because we're all human. And that's the other thing too I want to briefly state upon for the readers, or for readers, goodness, the listeners out there, that. And I say this because of just intuitively what I'm picking up and what I'm seeing coming in the new year. If you are interested in opening up your spirituality or intuition, and obviously I would say most of the readers, I keep wanting to say readers, that is so funny, all of the listeners out there, you're obviously listening to the station now. So there must be something that is calling you to listen. That being said, it's okay that you're not perfect. It's okay that things aren't, you know, where you think they should be right now. Life has its up and downs. And if you are wanting to develop your healing and or intuitive abilities, you can do so without having to be perfect, without having to, you know, it's okay to have your own issues. You know, obviously it's good to try to take, you know, the best care of yourself as you can. But there, I remember when I first started out, I definitely had a big, you know, issue with, well, am I ready? Am I ready to read for others? Am I ready to heal for others if I still deal with, you know, self-confidence, or if I still get, you know, embarrassed about something or whatever it is? That's all ego. That just gets in our way. And then, because ego wants to keep us safe and not let us, doesn't want us to really move forward, because the unknown is unknown. It can be scary sometimes because we just don't know and we want to know so badly. So be gentle with yourself. If you're wanting to grow and develop your work and explore these areas of yourself, do it. You don't have to be, you know, this perfect stereotype of a healer, you know, oh, having everything together and having, you know, this and that and, you know, having this great, you know, certification of this 5-year course. Now, you can totally go that route, and that's awesome. Do what calls to you. Sometimes we need validation in our work, such as, you know, getting certified in certain areas and modalities. And that could be, in fact, in certain instances that would be encouraged. But know that just because you don't have, you know, this degree in, you know, naturopathic or your Reiki master right now and or whatever, doesn't mean you can't moving forward and helping others. And, you know, maybe starting off by just kind of sharing your own insight or writing about what you feel or what you're channeling and, you know, what you hear from your angels, what you hear when you pray. You know, those are little steps. And so trust yourself. And you, if you're at that point where you want to start at least practicing with another person, do it. You don't have to wait for the right moment. The right moment is now. And don't be afraid of being wrong if you are wanting to do psychic work or if you're doing, you know, tarot or oracle cards or anything like that. And that's another thing, too. Don't worry about being wrong, because if you worry about being wrong, then you're not going to, most likely aren't going to be right, because you're focused too much on the negative of, oh, I have to be, again, I have to be perfect. I have to have the right answer. When you just let yourself be, you will have the answer. You know, you will just, you just sit with it, and whatever comes, comes. And sometimes, you know, if it doesn't make sense right away, it might later on. Just work with your client and just keep your intention of what does this person need to know now? What is it that's going to help them on their journey? The answers aren't for you, it's for them. So just trust yourself. It'll be, and you'll be amazed how easy in the end it is for you as soon as you just get out of your own way. So you are divinely perfect as you are now, in the moment. And I pray that every single person on this earth sees the beauty and that divine spark within them. For that is your soul. That is your light. And when you trust your own divine light and your higher self, you know, it's amazing what can come. That's the part of you that's, from my experience and what I firmly believe, that's the part that's directly connected to our holy creator, you know, our soul. So listen to it and trust yourself. You know, you don't have to be perfect to be a healer. And all of that. So there's that.
That's a great message, and I agree with you. And it is how we learn and we grow in doing this work. And I do know that everyone wants to feel like they're doing something, that they're making the world a better place, they're making people's lives better, and that's why we're doing this. And I tell you, we have got a few people online. Would you be interested in answering a few calls? We've got about 16 minutes left on the show.
Sure, we can take a few callers, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to bring Laura in. She's from New Jersey. Let's see what she has to say. Hi, Laura.
Hi, hello. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, Laura, thanks for calling in.
I was just wondering if you could connect with my mom or my dad.
Sure. Let me go ahead and take a second. So Laura from New Jersey, and connect with your mother or your father. Can you give me their names?
Shirley is my mom and George.
Shirley is your mom and George is your dad. Okay, so give me one moment. Okay, just tuning into your energy a little bit more. Well, first off, Laura, I have to tell you first off just how loved you are. I'm really picking up, just start off the conversation, is a message of love. You actually are completely surrounded by a lot of love. Now, let me see what else we have going on here. Now, did your dad pass first or was it your mom?
My dad passed first.
Your dad, okay, that's what I thought. And so your mom, how long ago did your mom pass?
He passed in 98, and dad was in 95.
Got it, okay. Let me see here. So with Shirley, what I'm picking up, and I'm supposed to definitely tell you thank you. You really had to take on quite a bit from what I'm picking up here. Just you really had to take on quite a bit of responsibility in some ways. Let me see here. Again, I just have to tell you what I'm getting because I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing them specifically. I'm seeing a lot of energy with you and a lot of love. But your mother keeps pointing out to something about having to take on responsibility, or you kind of in that near the end there were certain things that you had to do. So I don't know if it was having to do for the family or having to do for yourself, but I'm definitely seeing that being pointed out and acknowledged. Let me see here. Give a specific question at all for them.
Basically, I don't know, anything that they wanted to tell me,
I see something coming up for you, possibly, and I don't know if it's like you're being considering a job change or wondering about some type of promotional thing or something like that where there's an increase in abundance, but I am seeing an increase in abundance for you coming up. Possibly in the new year, but I can't tell if that's like due to a specific change that might be occurring or if it's like a completely different type of job, but I am seeing an increase in abundance, and I'm supposed to acknowledge the money in your life. The money is actually going to be getting even more, I don't want to say consistent, but it could be consistent and an increase. So I'm seeing that related to your business, okay?
That would be great because I am actually looking for a new job.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'm definitely getting from them, and your parents are kind of acknowledging that that's coming for you. Keep your focus as you move forward. The change for you is going to be really, really positive. And I see it actually coming up close to the beginning of the new year. So it feels possibly between mid to late January to maybe the first week of February. So mid to late January, first week of February, second maybe, but within that time frame, I think is when you're going to be getting that definite, yes, you're hired, yes, welcome, and you're going to really get some real consistency. All right?
Oh, that's great. Thank you
awesome.
Very much.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. Blessings to you, and enjoy your new job.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Now that is wonderful. I just love it when you get to talk to their loved ones and can make a connection. That is just so needed. Now we got about 10 more minutes. Can I bring one more person in to talk to?
Yeah. Yes, you can.
Hello? Ibitar?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Great.
Thanks
That's
for calling
good.
In.
You're welcome.
What is your question?
I have a son that crossed over, and I wanted to know if he had anything that he would like to, messages he would like to give me.
Sure. Can you tell me your name one more time and then your son's name?
My son's name is Wahab, and my name is Ibitar.
Ibitar, and his name is Mohab?
Wahab.
Wahab, like that? I just want to make sure I'm saying it correctly.
Yes, Wahab with the W.
Perfect, Wahab, beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, give me one moment.
Let me see here, Wahab.
Oh, wow. Okay, so first of all, I heard, hi, Mama. supposed to say specifically a big hello to you. And behind that was just a big blast of positive, loving energy. Let me see here. Ask him one more thing. All right, so when I connect with Wahab's energy, did he die pretty suddenly? Was there like a sudden impact of some kind? Because I'm just getting, physically, I'm just having certain areas that are lighting up. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so was it like a crash of some kind, or was his life taken?
It was a car accident.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so I'm getting a lot of, with car accidents, I'm just getting some energy in my legs for sure. I'm also getting something in my stomach, so it's kind of several areas that kind of went off, and I'm so sorry you had to lose your baby boy so suddenly. I can definitely feel the heaviness in your heart. But I want to tell you right now that Wahab he's doing just fine. He goes, Mama, I'm fine. Mama, I'm fine. I'm getting he crossed over quite easily. And he actually had a lot of support. So even though the impact was there, I am getting that he wasn't in too much pain. He was actually kind of transitioning out of his body. That's something that can be quite common. Just God's pretty awesome at helping us not have experience that full intensity, even though on the outside it might seem that it was pretty not so fun. Let me see here, something specific for you. Specifically I'm hearing, a couple of things. He's going fast a little bit. I don't know if you baked or not, but I'm seeing, I think it has to do with the holidays coming up. There's a favorite dish that you used to make, or something that you used to make or do that was really kind of cool on Christmas, and it feels like it has to do with food. I don't know if it's like cookies or a certain type of meat dish perhaps, but there's something that you make. He's wanting to validate something, and I think that you're going to know a lot in a much clearer way than the way I'm explaining it right now, but whatever it is, it's something that's quite unique of what you used to make when he was around that he really enjoyed. Go ahead and make that in honor of him if you feel so compelled, which feels like you would, around the holiday season. He's going to really enjoy that. He also wants you to be happy. It feels like there's been a lot of heaviness in your heart lately, not just having to lose your son that way, but just with life in general. It feels pretty, you're carrying a lot in your heart chakra, so I would highly, I'd encourage you to call upon your guides. Surround yourself with that beautiful golden light, and your son is so near. He visits you all the time, with you all the time. And even though you had your ups and downs, and I'm just kind of picking up. He's kind of smiling right now. You may have had your moments, if you will. Know that he knew how much you loved him, and he wants you to know, which you kind of already do, I hope, how loved you are by him. And he also, I'm hearing a big, wants to thank you as well. Thank you for being my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that's very specific for you as well. Is there anything else with regarding that you want me to ask him before we end?
Well, I was just wondering if whatever else that you may be picking up on, if you're picking up on other things.
I'm just getting, from what I'm picking up, he really is emphasizing, number one, that he's totally safe. And there's just, I have to tell you, I'm just really, the main thing is he's really pointing to your heart, and he wants you to find that happiness again, find that happiness. And, of course, you have your moments. It's not like, you're walking around surrounded by a dark cloud, but he keeps making choices to help you find the light, continue to move towards that beautiful divinity that's within you. That's just something that I'm really seeing. And, I don't know if you were able to grant, I don't know exactly where you live, of course, but what I'm also seeing is maybe going for a walk in nature again, being in nature, and then asking him to come join you. Go for walks. I'm just seeing you going for walks and trails. And sometimes when you're in nature, that actually can really be a great way to hear past loved ones and hear our guides a little more clearer. And put your hand out, because you have this ability. Go for a walk and make sure I would suggest doing this alone. And put your hand out and ask your son to come hold your hand. And just sit with that presence. And as you do that, you will feel him hold your hand. You just have to trust yourself. Don't doubt yourself. And the key, how you'll know it's him, how you'll know the difference, is the energy of past loved ones that have crossed. You'll either have a gentle warmth, a gentle cool, maybe a slight tingle as well, or you'll have it'll feel like there's a difference in air pressure surrounding that area. You won't have that crazy crazy cold like people talk about like in scary movies. It's not like that at all. It's very gentle and loving. And when you do that, you'll feel his presence come close and you'll just know. It's usually you feel it in your heart as well. But that's something that you can also do. And if for any reason there's any unforgiveness, know that all of that's gone. That's the other thing I'm supposed to share. If there's any unforgiveness and if it has to be between the two of you or with yourself, any of that's just completely dissolved in love, that beautiful, loving light. So I wanted to share that with you. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Please let me know how it goes. Yeah, thank you. Feel free to email me.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can find my information with anyone out there, and I'll tell you as well. It's on my website. It's www.angelwork.com. So www.angelwork.com.
That was wonderful, Shauna. I love what you shared with her. I think any messages that we can get from our loved ones, it's so important.
Totally, yeah. It can be very healing, you know, and every past loved one's different, too. It's like, I have to say, sometimes, you know, if someone was quiet in life, they can be quiet in death sometimes, you know, like, especially if you are doing mediumship, and vice versa. If they're loud and boisterous, they'll have that. Or sometimes they're a mix. They'll be a mix. You know, it's everyone, each past loved one communicates a little bit differently. So some, for me, I'll just share, I'll see. Some I'll hear more clearly. Some I will feel. Sometimes it's all of the above. It just depends on the individual. So honor your own guides and honor yourself and your own beautiful intuition. And you also can absolutely connect with those wonderful loved ones, for they are always watching over us, with us, wanting us to know that they're okay, and that, you know, they're doing fine. They're connected with the light, so that's pretty cool. Like, they always come back to give us love and comfort.
I think that's wonderful, and I do know. Now we have one more person that that, you know, we've got longer than 90 seconds. Do you want to take one more call? It'll be the last one.
Yes, I don't know if I can do a mediumship in that amount of time, but if you have a quick question, I can do that.
Okay.
So let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
They've been waiting so patiently after all.
Hi, this is Sharon from Nebraska.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Laura.
Of course.
You're so good. I was hoping to connect with my son.
Absolutely. I will do my best. So I know we have limited time, so I'll try to get as much as I can. So Sharon from Nebraska, what's your son's name, sweetie?
Jared.
Jared. Okay, Jared. Let me just clear myself real quick. I know we might go over time, but we'll definitely get this for you. Let me see here. And when did he pass, honey?
What, honey?
When did he cross over? When did he pass?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. Okay, thank you. Okay, and I have to tell you what I'm getting. I'm picking up a bit of heaviness in my chest. So I don't know if that might be heart related, but I'm getting a lot of heaviness in the chest. Also, my left a certain area, my torso on my left side, I'm getting a little bit of extra energy. Okay. Let me see here. So was it some type of, it doesn't quite feel like an impact, and it may have been, but I'm just getting like my chest area
yeah.
just really being affected. Okay, so is that correct? So
yeah.
was it impact or
yes.
was it just chest related?
It was impact.
It was an impact. Okay, so was it like a crash of some kind?
He was shot.
Oh, he was shot. Okay. Ooh, you know, that was interesting. I have to tell you earlier, and I think he might have been waiting around as well, because there's a distinct, there's an interesting connection between being the shot energy and then impacts. Email me after the show, okay? And I'm going to explain something to you about
okay.
that if you would like, Sharon. Okay, so that's one way first off, so we know that we're connecting with Jared. Oh, man. And he wants to know that he's sorry that he wasn't able to stay longer.
the first thing I'm hearing. He wants to, but he loves you so much.
Yeah.
Although, did he? Now, I don't know. Did he take? He didn't take his own life, did he?
No, they tried to make it look like that.
They tried to make it look like that. Okay.
Well, that was their thought, but there was no way they could. So.
Got it. Okay, because he's acknowledging something about like suicide, but so that makes sense then, because they try to do that, but that's not the case. Oh, baby girl, I'm so sorry. He's really cute, surrounded by love. Okay, so first off, he's totally crossed over, right? He had a lot of support with him. He really has a beautiful soul too. An amazing soul. Very actually, and I'm seeing with his eyes, his eyes are just so deep and so rich, and so that's something that he's really wanting to acknowledge is his physical appearance for you. That was something that was so special about him. The other thing, Sharon, he wants you to know is it's okay to love yourself fully. So I don't know if you've been dealing with some self-deprecation. That's maybe been a lifetime thing, or maybe just in the recent years. But he's showing you it's time to really know that you can have a full life. And you've made major steps on that. And he's saying, and I'm seeing a lot of kudos. Like he's saying, thank you, Mom. You know, thank you. Keep moving forward with that. Did they catch these people? They caught them, right? Did they ever catch the people who killed him?
Two of them, they let him go. I mean, they didn't even arrest him.
Okay,
but
so there's
more
a little bit of...
than, it's a bad deal.
Got it. So there's just a lot of just not so great stuff surrounding that. That's been holding a lot of the energy back for the healing, which is super hard because it's some stuff you just can't control. You know, you just can't control the fact that these, you know, a-holes got away with something that wasn't very nice, to be straight. And I can definitely feel a lot of your anger. There's some serious resentment about that. But what the one thing that you can get from your amazing son is that he has been able to forgive.
Oh, I believe that. I'm sure you
which
did it
is
right
like
away.
It's huge, and it's so beautiful to see him because like I wish everyone could see your son right now and just how lit up he is, and just like
oh, I believe it.
Oh, it's amazing, and he wants to know that he's he says I'm doing he says I'm doing good. And he says, I'm doing good in the sense that he's doing good for others.
Right.
So he's actually, he wants
he's
to
helping
in his,
people.
Oh, totally. He's totally, and especially those that are in his, in the place that he was. So he's been doing some great, just angel therapy and being able to give back. And so you feel him all the time. You talk to him and you hear him. From what I'm seeing here.
You know,
like,
only once did I hear him, and it was right not long after he was shot, and both my daughter and I woke up, and I had forgotten he was gone. You know, I thought it was a weird, I was kind of like in between a awake and sleep state.
Yeah.
And I heard him call me, and I tried to get up, and my whole body was so heavy, I couldn't get up. It was weird.
Oh,
but that's
honey,
the only time I've heard him.
He's talking to you. Want to know that you can still hear him. He comes by like when you see, and I don't know if you've been consciously feeling him, but it feels like you do feel him. It's like, you know, sometimes you're in a room and you feel like someone's right next to you, or he pops into your mind out of nowhere. It means he's like right next to you visiting. So when you ask him a question, you can even just say, I love you, you know, I love you, Jared, and wait for the answer, and you'll hear in your mind that it'll be more probably for you an internal hearing, and he'll say, you know, I love you too, Mom, or whatever way he would say that to you, you'll hear it. And it'll, if you tune in, because you're actually very sensitive yourself, very, very intuitive,
empathic.
That your audience will really open up with that, and you'll hear him, and it'll probably be on your right ear. It feels like it's probably going to come through in your right ear. It could be your left, but I have to just tell you, it feels like it's going to be your right. So just listen for it and just know he's saying it. Know it, and then you'll hear it. You can just talk to him. And again, you can do the same thing. Put your hand out and ask him to hold your hand. You'll feel that difference. Just take the time to trust yourself and ask your angels to guide him and you through that process. And despite like all the it, you know. And have you read Afterlife,
Laura?
Billy, Shauna. Yes.
Or Shauna, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it down. Would you tell him that I am so sorry I wasn't there to protect him?
Oh, honey, he says, Mommy, it wasn't your fault.
And I'm so sorry. Would you ask him if Mary was with him? Mother Mary?
Oh, my gosh. He's smiling and he just like pointed to the side and he's like, yeah, she is. She is and she was.
Good. I thought
Mother,
so.
Absolutely. He had so much protection and love with him in the, especially in that in those moments.
He was alone.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you this though. I have to ask you, have you read The Afterlife of Billy Fingers?
No.
I want you to go get that book.
What's
and I think
called?
That's going to help you. It's called The Afterlife of Billy Fingers. I can't remember the author, but it's been selling like mad, and it's an amazing book. And there are some beautiful moments in that book that I think are going to help you and also resonate with you, especially it might surprise you how they resonate, but there's truth and truth in that book. And that's something that I think will help you. But he wants you to know it wasn't. He says, Mom, it's not your fault. And he's totally connected with that. He's a part of that kind of compassionate realm.
Right.
And
that's where he was when he was alive.
He's helping with her grow. He's helping with her. We should have I would love to have a full session with you just because there's so much here. And I know I don't have time to give it to you all now, but.
Call
well,
you.
If you,
really
if you want
would,
to do that,
but,
just go to my website and you can like take a time and you just, you know, it's super easy.
I don't have any money. I'm sorry. All right.
No
I
worries. I just say whenever, you know, the moment is that ever comes up, feel free to do that. Or, you know, you can always call in next week. But in the meantime, I would say get that book, Afterlife of Billy Fingers. You can even probably get it used at a used bookstore. It's been so popular. And another one that I would suggest is Healing with the Angels. By
Shauna,
yeah.
Does he have any messages for his sister? He and his sister were very close, and she's going through tough times.
Let me see here. It's time for her to believe in herself and let go of the. I don't know if I can say it, but the. Like, let go of the bullshit. I'm just going to just repeat it. Let go of the bullshit, he said. And it's important for her to know that she's so supported. She's so supported. And to cut out, I'm saying he wants her to just cut out people that are helping her, that aren't serving her. And she can do it. I'm hearing a big, you can do it, sister. You can do it, sis. So those are specific things for her, okay? And just that he loves her so much.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I send you so much love and light.
You too,
really.
Sweetie.
Yeah,
thank
feel free
so
to email
much.
Me, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Bye.
Well, thank you. That was awesome. And again, if you wish to contact Shauna, you can go to www.angelwork, that's ANGELWERK.com, and make an appointment with her. And you're going to love her readings. I just want to thank you this evening for everyone that you've helped and you've shared with. You are such a blessing, Shauna, and it is so important that we have people like you on the planet that can do this type of work. And it's awesome. It's amazing.
Thank you so much, Pam. You're so sweet. Well, there's, you know, we all have to do what we're supposed to do. And, you know, if I'm able to help at least one person, that's pretty awesome. And I'm very grateful. And thank you so much for having me on. Everyone has just been so wonderful tonight. And I just, may we all connect to our highest good and, you know, be all that we are. So
yes.
that is my blessing and prayer.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for getting online. And be sure and tune in next Monday, and we will have a great show. And Annie, would you like to say something?
Well, I just wanted to tell Shauna what an angel she is. I just love every time you're on our show, and I, you know, you've connected me with my brother-in-law, and it's been amazing, and it's been real healing. And so I know all these people that you've talked with tonight are going to feel really good these next few weeks, especially around the holidays and stuff. So thank you so much for sharing your time and for the work you do. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That means so much to me. So thank you so much, and I'm grateful. I know you, too. I think you're amazing, truly. And your brother is, too, the brother-in-law.
Right.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's very much. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season. It'll be be gentle with ourselves. I think that's important, too. We all need to be sensitive and gentle with ourselves during this time, because holidays are wonderful, but they can also bring up a lot of intensity and heaviness and stress sometimes. So people need to take care of themselves.
Yes.
Okay. Amen to that. Well, thank you, everyone, and be sure and call back in next week, and we will talk to you then. Have a great week.
Goodbye. Ain't no music.
I know. Where's our music at, honey?
My computer has just been crazy all night trying to scream.
Before you we hang up here, Shauna, if we don't get, tell me the name of that book you were telling that woman again about.
Yes, The Afterlife of Billy Fingers.
How do you spell that last name?
Fingers. And I'm so sorry. I'm still so bad not remembering the author's name.
That's okay. Afterlife of Billy Finger. I'm going to check
that out.
Oh, you'll
find it online.
Oh, you Google it. Yeah, Google it, and it'll.
It's amazing.
Okay.
It's a really good book, and it's an amazing account, and I think it definitely will help open up a lot of people's eyes and find a lot of get some healing in it. And I can't explain how awesome it is. I think everyone could really benefit from that book. So you should definitely check it out, too, Pam. It's awesome.
I will, honey. Well, I'm going to go ahead and connect out now because I guess the music's not coming on, but that's okay. There it comes. Okay. Well, I will see you soon next month.
All right.
Bye. Bye.